Welcome back, students. I hope you all must have taken self-assessment test for the module 1, lesson 2, from trade to territory. In the previous module, we studied that arrival of Europeans to India, emergence of English East India Company, Battle of Plassey and Battle of Buxar. Can you tell me, when was the Battle of Plassey fought? It was in the year 1757. Do you remember when and where was the first English factory set up in India? It was in 1651 at Hooghly. Now, let's go into the topic, the company expands its power. The company started using different methods to expand their power. After the Battle of Buxar, the company appointed residents and they were political and commercial agents of company. Through the residents, it gathered information about the local rulers and started to interfere in the internal affairs. The company introduced subsidiary alliance. Under subsidiary alliance, the Indian rulers who signed this alliance were offered protection from attacks and were forced to pay for the maintenance of the company's army. If they failed to make payment, their territories would be taken away. By stating this subsidiary alliance, territories from Awadh and Hyderabad was taken. The company saw the growth of few Indian states as a threat to its political and economic interests. Two Indian states posed a threat to the company were Mysore and Maratha. Two powerful rulers of Mysore were Hyder Ali and Tipu Sultan. Mysore controlled the profitable trade of the Malabar coast, where the company purchased pepper and cardamom through the ports of Mysore kingdom. Please see the slide 4 and 5. Tipu established a close relationship with French in India. In 1785, Tipu Sultan stopped the export of sandalwood, pepper and cardamom. The company was very furious now. Already they were not happy. The reason was Tipu maintained good relationship with French and who was the enemy to the Britishers. So, the company declared war on Mysore and these wars were known as Anglo-Mysore Wars. There were four wars fought only in the last battle of Seringapatnam. In 1799, Tipu was killed and his kingdom placed under subsidiary alliance. See the slide 7. An additional information about Tipu is given in your textbook, The Legend of Tipu. Tipu became ruler of Mysore in 1782. It is said that once he went hunting in the forest with a French friend. There he came face to face with a tiger. His gun did not work and his knife fell to the ground. He battled with the tiger unarmed until he managed to reach down and pick up the knife. Finally, he was able to kill the tiger in the battle. After this, he came to be known as the Tiger of Mysore. He had the image of tiger on his flag. So children, who is known as Tiger of Mysore? Yes, it was Tipu Sultan. So, when these wars were over, now the British, they started to concentrate in Marathas. After the third battle of Panipat in 1761, Marathas were divided into many states under different chiefs belonging to different dynasties such as Sindhya, Holkar, Gaikwad and Bhonsle. And all were held together in a confederacy under a Peshwa from Pune. The Marathas were subdued in a war, series of war. These wars were known as Anglo-Maratha Wars. In the third Anglo-Maratha War, the company defeated the Marathas. This victory gave more power to company over the territories south of the Vindhya. Another policy introduced by the British was the policy of paramountcy. It was introduced by Lord Hastings. Through this policy, the company claimed that its authority was supreme. Hence, the small state would be brought under its control. But this was not accepted by Indian states. Rani Chennamma of Kittur opposed this policy and started a movement, anti-British movement. But she was arrested by the British in 1824 and in 1829 she died in prison. However, the movement was continued by Rayanna, a chowkidar, and he was also arrested and hanged by the British in 1830. Please refer slide 12. Doctrine of Lapps was devised by Lord Dalhousie. It declares that if an Indian ruler die without a male heir, his kingdom would lapse, that is, become part of company's territory. Kingdoms annexed by Doctrine of Lapps were Satara, Sambalpur, Udaipur, Jhansi and Nagpur. Now, the Britishers, they introduce reforms in the administration, administrative reforms. The British territories were broadly divided into presidencies, namely Bengal, Bombay and Madras. How many presidencies? Three presidencies. Each presidency was ruled by a governor. The supreme head was known as Governor General. So who was the supreme head? The Governor General. So the first Governor General of India was Warren Hastings. Warren Hastings was the first Governor General of India. Each district was to have two types of courts: criminal court and civil court. Maulvis and Hindu pandits interpreted Indian laws. Please refer slide 17. Under the Regulating Act of 1773, a new Supreme Court was established. The principal figure in a district was a collector. He was assisted by judges, police and other civil servants. the Mughal army composed of cavalry and infantry. The successors of Mughal started recruiting peasants into their army. The company also adopted the same method and named the army as Sipai Army. Sipai Army. Sipai means soldier. In the early 19th century, the British began to develop a uniform military culture. European style of training and drill was taught to sipais. By following different methods, the English East India Company transformed from a trading company to a territorial colonial power. Once again, I'll repeat, the English East India Company transformed from a trading company to a territorial colonial power. Meaning is, they came to India as traders. Now, they turned into rulers. Now, it's time to recall what you studied so far. In the second module, you studied that methods adopted by the company to expand its power, Anglo-Mysore War, Anglo-Maratha War, then subsidiary alliance, paramountcy, doctrine of lapse, then anti-British movement by Rani Chennamma, doctrine of lapse. All these were followed by the Britishers. Now, it's time to check your memory. Let me ask you some questions. Name two powerful rulers of Mysore. Tipu Sultan and Haider Ali. Right? Who was Rani Chennamma? Chennamma was the ruler of Kittur. Name the kindoms which were annexed on the basis of doctrine of lapse. It was Sambalpur, Udaipur, Jhansi, Satara. Yes, you are right. Who was the first Governor General of India? It was Warren Hastings. Yes, you are right. Along with this PPT, the handout is also given. You just go through handout and there are few questions are answered for you. You can go through that. Read it. There is a worksheet to test again. You are going to take self-assessment test. And also, there is a worksheet for multiple choice questions. Please attempt all these worksheets and check your answers with the help of your textbook or with the help of the handout. Stay safe. Keep learning. Thank you.